Unit 4. Lesson 13. Exercise 3. Listen to the conversations and complete the answers to the questions. 1.
Why can't you talk to me now, Simon?
I'm too busy.
2.
Let's go to the cinema.
We can't. It's too late now.
3.
Would you like to be a policewoman?
No, I'm not brave enough.
4.
Shall we take a photograph here?
No, it's too dark.
5.
Can I drink this tea?
No, it's still too hot.
6.
Why don't we sit in the garden?
It's not warm enough yet.
Exercise 4. Listen to this story and write answers to the questions.
Two frogs lived in a lake. One summer, it was very hot and no rain fell. Every day, there was less water in the lake. After a few months, the lake was nearly dry. The frogs had to leave the lake and look for water somewhere else. They went along a road until they came to a deep well. It was full of water. "Look," said one frog, "a well. We needn't go any farther. This is a really nice well. It will be a great place to live. The water in it is so cool and deep. Let's jump in." "Wait a minute," said the other frog. "The weather is still very hot. How will we get out again if the well gets dry?"
Lesson 14. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. Be careful not to hurt the frog. 2. How silly of you to do that. 3. I've never seen such a wonderful film. 4. I shall wait till 5 o'clock. 5. While you're watching TV, I will clean the house.
Exercise 3. Listen to the situations and complete the responses below. 1.
You have to copy 50 words into your exercise book. What do you say to your mother?
2.
The sky is blue and it's sunny. What do you say about the weather?
3.
Your classmate, Sally, often helps you when you're in trouble. What do you say about her?
4.
The book made you laugh a lot. What do you say about the book?
5.
The man has done many things and been to many countries. You love to hear him talk about them. What do you say about him?
Exercise 4. Listen to the story and choose the best answers to the questions.
A group of boys were playing ball near a river. They were having a very good time until they heard some frogs in the water.
"Frogs are much more fun to play with than a ball," they said.
So they stopped playing ball and began to throw stones at the frogs. They tried to hit them with the stones. They even had competitions. Who could hit the most frogs? Who could hit the biggest frog first? They were having such fun but the frogs were getting very angry. One of them, a very brave frog, came out of the water and shouted at the boys, "Stop throwing stones at us! It might be good fun for you, but it is dangerous for us."
Lesson 15. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and repeat them after the tape. Then underline the stressed words. 1. How happy the children are. 2.
How well she plays the piano.
3. What a noise you are making. 4.
What a nice day it is.
5. What an easy question. 6.
What a wonderful film it was.
Exercise 4. Listen to the situations and the questions. Choose the best responses. 1.
You are eating a delicious chocolate cake made by your friend's mother. Your friend asks you, "How do you like the cake?" What do you say to your friend?
2. You have taken some pictures of the Great Wall. Mike looks at them and says, "What wonderful pictures!" What do you say to him? 3.
Rose is carrying a cup of hot tea. She is walking very quickly. What do you say to her?
4.
Your friend is trying to run away with your lunchbox. What do you say to him?
5.
You've got the new Japanese watch. Your friend says to you, "May I have a look at your new watch, please?" What do you say?
Lesson 16. Exercise 2. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. What a helpful teacher we have.
2. I think this story is even funnier than that one.
3. Now I have told you the story, can you repeat it?
4. What were you doing while I was ringing the police?
5. He's not a silly man, he just isn't careful enough.
Exercise 3. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Circle the correct answers to the questions you hear. 1. What was the story like?
Grandad told me a story, Dad. Did he? Did you enjoy it? Well, it was not the most interesting story he has ever told me. What was it about? It was about a silly frog.
2. What happened yesterday?
Look out, there's a car coming.
Oh, thank you. The cars here go so fast.
There was an accident here yesterday.
Was there? Was anybody hurt?
Yes, a young child.
3. What is Yong Xian doing?
Why is Yong Xian lying under that tree?
He's looking at the grass.
Why is he looking at the grass?
It's his biology homework.
4. Who is the book for?
What an interesting looking book. Is it yours, Mrs. White?
Yes, it is. I bought it the day before yesterday.
Is it for your daughter?
No, my daughter is too young to read. It's for my brother's son, Tony. He's in the 3rd grade.
Exercise 4. Listen to the story and write answers to the questions.
A very thirsty ant was drinking water from a river. Because it was so thirsty, it was not careful enough, and it fell into the water. The water was moving very quickly, and the ant couldn't get out again. It thought it would die. Just then, a bird flew over and saw the ant. The bird bird decided to help the ant. The bird flew as quickly as it could to a tree, picked a leaf and threw it to the ant. The ant climbed onto the leaf. A few minutes later, it was safely back on the ground. Many weeks later, the bird was sitting in the tree, having a rest. The ant was working on the ground near the tree. A man came out of the trees. He saw the bird and was going to kill it. The bird didn't see the man, but the ant did. It ran over to the man and bit his leg. "Ow! What is biting me?" said the man. At that moment, the bird flew away.